USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the stars of the sitcom Full House will face a federal judge in Los Angeles today on bribery charges. Actress Lori Loughlin was one of dozens charged in a massive college admissions bribery case detailed by the FBI yesterday. It centers around nine coaches at elite schools around the country who accepted bribes from dozens of wealthy parents. Ed Sanderson is a college prep trainer not associated with the case. He says the tragedy is many students will lose faith in the admissions process because of these things.
They're working really hard, and they're like, hey, if anybody can cut the line and really just pay, write a big check to make that happen, what chance do I have?
An intense winter storm called a bomb cyclone threatening the central U.S. today with heavy snows and possible hurricane-force wind gusts. FlightAware says more than 1,100 flights have been canceled so far. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Secretary of Transportation Elaine Cho is flying on a Boeing 737 MAX 8 today as calls are growing to ground the planes. Governments around the world have done so after one crashed in Ethiopia Sunday, killing all 157 on board. The second crash involving one of those types of planes in just 4 months. Senate Democrat Richard Blumenthal says the U.S. should be following the lead of those other nations.
There is no reason for American flyers to be less safe than China, Ethiopia, Argentina, Mexico, and now apparently the United Kingdom.
President Trump doesn't think it's a good idea that California Governor Gavin Newsom is going to suspend executions in that state. On Twitter this morning, the president says Newsom is, quote, defying voters as the governor is giving a reprieve to all 737 inmates on death row in California. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Measles continue to be a problem in the United States, but it doesn't have to be, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control is reporting that at least 228 cases of the measles have been reported since the 1st of January. Dr. Mark Siegel is a Fox News medical contributor. He has an easy way to avoid getting the measles.
If people take the MMR vaccine, their protection against measles is 97%. And we need 90% to protect the community, to get a community immunity going around, a ring of immunity. And that's why children really shouldn't go to school unless they've had that second MMR shot.
Dr. Siegel was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A Utah elementary school teacher continues to seek forgiveness for an Ash Wednesday mistake. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
Teacher Mona Patterson apologizing again for telling a Catholic student to wipe an ash cross off his forehead on Ash Wednesday. Patterson issuing the apology at the Utah State Capitol, saying she had no idea the ashes were a religious symbol. Patterson refused to answer reporter questions, though, about the incident because the Davis School District has placed her on leave and is still investigating what happened. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.